Everyone, welcome to episode 84 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, sharing, and getting the word out about the podcast and also the blog over at my123cents.com. I have been very consistent with my blogging streak. I didn't look to see what number I'm on, but I've had a blog every day, mostly about wrestling, but some other things going on. And actually, you know, some of the inside scoop of my life, for whatever reason, seems to be a little bit more read. So if you want to check that out, head on over to my123cents.com. I do have a post from this past week up about Roman Reigns, his suspension, and what I would do in terms of his comeback. He's out for 30 days, of course, for that wellness policy violation. So we'll kind of see where we are right before the Battleground pay-per-view event that's coming up at the end of July. But I do encourage you to head over and check that out. Also, the social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We are on all of those sharing some thoughts and pictures and comments and blogs and videos and all that good stuff. So check all that out as well. Not a whole lot else to report on as far as WWE goes. I'm going to talk a little bit about independent wrestling in this episode because the interview today is with Dalton Diamond, and he is here in Southern Illinois. He's a part of Stride Pro Wrestling, which I do the ring announcing for, and the big Brawl at the Mall event. The company holds events at the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion, Illinois, and it's a unique setting. And we do have a big fan base. A lot of folks do come in and watch. And Dalton Diamond and Cash Borden are going to be teaming up this month against Madman Pondo. He's the special guest, and Bull Bronson. And last month in June, or earlier this month, I guess I should say, Bronson teamed up with Cowboy Bob Orton, who was a part of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast as well. So this time around, I decided to get Dalton Diamond's side of the story and kind of find out. They have a beef with Bull Bronson, and he and Cash Borden do, that is. And they'll be battling it out on Saturday, July 2nd. That's this Saturday, if you're listening this week to the podcast. And it's happening again at the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion, right across from the Target store there in the mall. So I encourage you to check that out. Heath Hatton, by the way, too, was injured by champion Axe Allworks at the June show, and he is going to be getting some revenge, hopefully. He won that Royal Rumble event in May and will be facing off against Axe Allworks for the Stride Pro Wrestling Championship. Plus, it's Team Mike versus Team Tony Flood. That's going to be an interesting dynamic and setup as well, so I'm looking forward to that match. Lots of great matches happening at Brawl at the Mall. It's also going to be Jay Spade and Josh Totten taking on Homicidal Steven Davis and Frank Wyatt for the Tag Team Championships. And Farmer Billy Hills gets his hands on Osby Tomlin. They were friends and partners and had a bad, I don't want to use the word breakup, but I guess that's really what it was. It was a bad breakup. So they will be battling out in a big grudge match. Bell time, 6:30. Adults, just $7 to get in. Kids, 12 and under, it's $5. Great family-friendly wrestling action, although with Madman Pondo in the house, you expect anything, I suppose. So it's going to be an interesting show, to say the very least, and I hope you come out. Now, the night before that, July 1st, it's going to be Global Force Wrestling at the Rent One Park, home of the Southern Illinois Miners. You get a little baseball environment going on. If you've never been to an outside show like that at a ballpark, it's a great venue. It's fun. That show, too, family-friendly. A little bit more in terms of ticket cost. You're going to see Kevin Nash, Swoggle, Jeff Jarrett, Nick Aldis, among others, who are going to be a part of that show. And you get the fan meet-and-greet experience. The VIP ticket's $50, and that includes an adult beverage. You can also get a $40 VIP ticket or just a general admission, $20. And again, great seats. There's not a bad seat in the house. You'll see a lot of great wrestling action. I actually have a blog up called My Wrestling Resume over at my123cents.com. It's my pitch to be a part of this show. I talked to Jeff Jarrett. I interviewed him a couple of weeks ago. That's on the YouTube channel. You can check that out. And we talked briefly after the interview about me maybe ring announcing, managing, doing something. So this is my plea, my pitch to be a part of that show, because I think it's going to be a really fun event happening in Marion, Illinois. Again, that is Friday, July 1st. And fireworks will end the night as well. So it's part of the whole July 4th kickoff celebration weekend here in Southern Illinois. So if you're anywhere near Southern Illinois, I would highly recommend spending the weekend here. In fact, Chad is coming in from parts unknown Friday night for the Global Force show, and I'm going to try to talk him into staying for Stride, but I know he's got a lot on his plate that weekend as well. So be sure to check out Pro Wrestling Action two nights in Marion, Illinois, Friday and Saturday, July 1st and 2nd. It is Global Force Wrestling and Stride Pro Wrestling. So I think that is enough for now about those two events, but now let's hear from Dalton Dyson.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, as promised, my guest on the podcast this week is Dalton Diamond, and he is going to be stepping into the ring this Saturday night, July 2nd at Stride Pro Wrestling. His tag team partner, Cash Borden, they'll be taking on Bull Bronson and Madman Pondo. And Dalton, thanks so much for joining the podcast today.
Oh, thanks for having me, buddy.
Now, before we get into this match that's coming up, tell us a little bit about Dalton Diamond. How did you get involved into professional wrestling?
Well, I've watched it ever since I was a little kid, and when I finally decided to pursue it, I know a lot of people know Curly. He started actually a wrestling school in West Frankfort, Illinois, and I just got with him and pretty much started training from there, and he pretty much showed me most of what I know.
So give me a time frame. When did you start training to become a professional wrestler?
I want to say it was the end of 2008, if I'm correct there. It was 2008, 2009, one of those two. And it was, I know I was still a junior in high school.
Wow. So I'm guessing you were obviously a fan, and that's why you decided to kind of pursue this?
Oh, yeah. I was a huge fan, and that was pretty much all I did, like, ever, you know? Like, I would be in school or something focused on wrestling, not paying attention to school, which I probably should have been, you know? It was just pretty much consumed everything I did at that point.
Who were some of your favorites growing up?
Well, I've always been, you know, bigger on the independent scene, so, you know, I always watched guys like Madman Pondo, for example, you know, like Too Tough Tony, you know, some of the other ones like Jimmy Jacobs, like Seth Rollins now, you know, used to be Tyler Black, you know, I was always into that independent scene.
So tell me a little bit about, because this thing with Bull Bronson has been festering for the last couple of months now, and last month it culminated with Cowboy Bob Orton actually coming in. What was it like getting into the ring in a tag team match against Cowboy Bob Orton?
Oh, man, that was surreal. Like, cause like one, it takes me back to, like, in eighth grade. Me and actually a trainee now, Dylan Edwards, I don't know what his wrestling name is at the moment, Frank, I don't know what he uses, but me and him went to, my mom took us to a show, because we've been best friends in junior high, and took us to a show in St. Louis, where the main event, well, one of the main events was Undertaker versus Randy Orton, and Bob Orton actually ran down and did the whole cast thing, and it was just like then, like, I was more concerned with Bob Orton, you know, than either Randy or Undertaker. So being able to actually step in the ring with him was pretty surreal. It was, I can't even describe it hardly, you know. It was just like one of those moments.
Now, you and Cash Borden are going to be taking on Bull and someone that you mentioned earlier who you enjoyed and viewed as a hero at one point in Madman Pondo. So what are you expecting for this match coming up on July 2nd?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I know Stride's very strict on their rules, and that's good. You know, I don't know if Pondo's going to bring some weapons. You know, he's known for his weapons thing. I don't know if he's going to bring any with him. You know, I don't know. I know Bull has a little bit of a history with weapons, you know, so, I mean, this could get pretty brutal. I'm not sure how brutal it will be allowed to get, you know, as far as it being with Stride and not, you know, somewhere else. But I know they're pretty strict on old school rules, which is different, you know. We haven't seen that in a while. A lot of companies just let people do whatever they want now, and they actually stick to the rules, which is very respectable. So we'll just have to see how it goes, really.
Now, do you ever worry about, you know, when you get into these matches where anything goes and there are weapons involved, you know, how do you mentally prepare for something like that? And you know, is there concern for your well-being or health when you're getting into these kinds of matches?
Oh, yeah, there's always concern for that. But, you know, I mean, you just got to get in there and fight like it's your last and hope that you walk out the better man, you know. Like, I've been in these situations with Pondo numerous times. I've beat him some, he's beat me some, you know, so it's kind of being one of those to see who gets to add what to the tally.
So, you know? And stepping into this with a tag team partner, you and Cash have actually been together, at least with Stride, since day one, and you guys have gelled very nicely. So what's the secret, or what's the advantage of having a tag team partner where you have that kind of chemistry where you both seemingly have each other's backs, and even though you've kind of picked a fight with a much bigger guy in Bull Bronson?
Oh, man, me and Cash are a secret, actually. I don't know if it's that big of a secret. We've actually been teaming since 2012.
Okay.
So we got a real big, you know, big history. And actually, my very first wrestling match I ever did, well, got involved with, was with Cash. So, you know, I've known Cash since literally day one. And, I mean, we've, you know, been teaming all these years, all these places. So, I mean, I feel like we have an advantage because we know each other's stuff. You know, we know what we can do. We know what we can't do. We know what we need to approach. We know what we need to stay away from as far as, you know, Bull Bronson and Madman Pondo. They're both great wrestlers. They've both been in it for years. But they're kind of, you know, hey, this is our first time teaming here. You know, how can we beat these guys? You know, as opposed to us having all this history, we know our limitations as a team. So, you know, we can kind of, I think we got the advantage there.
Absolutely. Like I said, you guys work well as a tag team. Do you, you know, obviously Stride, we have shows once a month. You do this in other places, obviously, too. So what is the end game for you? What is your dream? What is your ultimate goal with wrestling?
Man, honestly, a lot of people say, you know, they want to make it WWE, they want to make all that, which is good. You know, I mean, why wouldn't you? That's the number one, you know, in this business. That's why we all even start, you know, watching it. But my main goal, honestly, has been to make it. Now, I know this is weird. A lot of people are going to take this weird, probably. But my main goal, honestly, has been to make it with JCW. Like, I've been wanting to work for that company. I know it's a weird company, you know. It's kind of different. It's out there. But that's been one of my, like I said, you know, I've watched independent scene for years. And that's one of the ones I watched, you know, with Madman Pondo, Too Tough Tony, guys like that on it. I'd like to honestly see myself at least making it there.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any contact with them? Do they know?
I mean,
is Dalton Diamond on their radar?
Yeah, I'm a little bit, not huge, but you know, like I've worked for their. They brought in Kaiju Big Battle a couple of years.
Yeah,
you know, and that's not really wrestling. I mean, it, you know, it's that costume thing. I did that for them both years. They brought it in. So,
did you wrestle as Dalton Diamond, or were you in a costume?
I was in a costume.
Really? So what kind of are there limitations? I would imagine it's probably a challenge getting into a costume and actually wrestling versus just getting out there in your gear.
Oh, yeah, man. You can't hardly see. It's hot. You can't breathe. You know, it's pretty. I give credit to those guys that do that all the time because I don't know that I could, you know.
Yeah, that seems like it would be a difficult thing to do. Dalton, what do you want to say to fans? And I know that you and Cash a lot of times get booed, but I've seen the fan reaction to you guys as well at some of the Stride shows, and you've got some that travel quite a ways to see you specifically. So what message do you have for the folks of Southern Illinois and Southeast Missouri, Western Kentucky that may be looking for something to do this July 4th weekend?
Oh, I really appreciate all the support I can get, you know, and I try to put on the best show possible, and that's what definitely what we'll be doing that weekend. So if they can make it out, that'd be great.
All righty. Once again, folks, it is Dalton Diamond and Cash Borden teaming up against Madman Pondo and Bull Bronson. It's one of the many matches set for Stride Pro Wrestling on Saturday night, July 2nd. Bell time is 6:30. Dalton, thanks so much for joining us today here on My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast.
Thank you for having me, man. I'll see you in a second.
All righty, I'll be there.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.